Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
You're very busy. There's no need for you to try to catch up with all the happenings in Hollywood. That's our job. Let us do it. And when I say us, I mean Holly Roberts on the Dirt Alert. Hello, Holly.
Hello, Jason. We need to talk about Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. Yes.
She's talking with Vogue France, and she's on the cover of their latest issue.
She looks great.
She looks fantastic. And she is sharing a lot of information about her life with Vogue France. She said, you know what? I'm very proud that at 55, I am being asked to reveal my beauty. And also, not only that is she sharing her tips and tricks on how to look fabulous, she is going into depth about living with stiff person syndrome. Now, she had to step away from the spotlight back in 2022 when she announced publicly that she was dealing with this very rare diagnosis. And what Celine Dion is saying is that, hey, look, I could give up or I could train. She trains 5 days a week. She works with personal trainers, voice coaches, and people on, getting the stiff person syndrome under control. And, you know, she wants to get back on stage someday. She is not just giving up and receding, going back into the spotlight. She's learning to live with it.
I love that. And it doesn't surprise me one bit coming from Celine. She's a fighter. Always has been.
Yeah. Now, Celine Dion says, I haven't beat the disease, stiff person syndrome, and it's still within me and always will be. She said, I hope we'll find a miracle, a way to cure it with scientific research. But for now, I have to learn to live with it. So that's me now with stiff person syndrome. She said, 5 days a week, I go under these trainings. And, you know, she questioned herself at the beginning. She's like, why me? How did this happen? What have I done? Is this my fault?
That's natural, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
To feel that way.
Very natural. Yeah.
She's just like us.
Yeah.
How relatable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she said, I've chosen to work with all my body and soul from head to toe with a medical team, and I want to be the best that I can, and my goal is to see the Eiffel Tower again.
Oh. She will.
Yeah, what an example.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just fight it. Do what you can.
Yeah. Yeah. And she just said, you know what? It's hard day to day. Mm-hmm. And she's being really honest in this interview with Vogue France. She's like, tomorrow is another day, but one thing that will never stop, that's the will, it's the passion, and it's the dream, and it's the determination.
Atta girl.
Yes. Celine Dion. And she's looking like...
She looks fantastic.
Oh, mm-hmm. These Vogue France pictures. Oh. I know we're not a visual medium, but please go and check them out. She is looking great. Somebody else having a good week. Taylor Swift.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. She's breaking records left and right, and the latest record to be broken by the Tortured Poets Department, her album that dropped on Friday, breaking the record for weekly vinyl sales in just 3 days. Taylor Swift has sold 700,000 records, like actual physical records,
wow,
over last weekend alone.
Wow.
Is there like a special track on that vinyl?
Oh, hell, I don't know, Jason.
No, I'm making a joke. I was making a joke.
So was I, because it's like, who knows? There probably is something special on that. Now, the previous weekly record belonged to Swift's release, 1989 Taylor's Version. That sold almost 700,000 units in a 7-day period. And then the record before that, well, it was Midnight's. So Taylor Swift doing these special edition vinyl records. The kids are going to Urban Outfitters, buying a vinyl player. And then,
right, they need a player to play it.
Yeah.
It's so, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Atta girl, I guess.
Yeah. Seriously. Wow. Mm-hmm.
I was in a big box store over the weekend, and there standing in the middle of the aisle was a massive display of things called compact discs.
With what Taylor's are those?
Compact discs, Jason.
Oh.
And the whole display of it, the Tortured Poets Department. So you can get it on compact disc at the local big box store near you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, speaking of something that's vintage, Family Guy. That show has been on the darn air for 25 years.
Dang.
And one of the things we learned earlier this week, last week, Seth MacFarlane, creator of Family Guy, he's like, look, I'm going to be making these episodes until there's a reason to stop. And there is no reason to stop, and it's probably Seth MacFarlane's bank account.
Yep.
By Patrick Warburton, who's been the voice of Joe on Family Guy since the show started in 1999. Apparently, his family hates it.
Hates Family Guy?
They hate the show. And at one point, Patrick Warburton's family tried to get the show canceled.
Oh my gosh.
They hate it.
Did it was already canceled once. Yeah.
It was canceled once, but they tried to cancel it again. So Patrick Warburton, he says in a new interview that his mom belonged to the American Television Council.
Oh, and they were, God, those people.
Those people. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to get the show canceled. And he's like, look, I was actually helping to support my parents financially with Family Guy money. But she tried to get me to sign the petition to cancel the show. And he was like, Mom, if you don't think I'm not going to talk about this publicly, that's the greatest irony. You're literally laundering money to yourself. But they hate it more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't hate it. It's going to finance that family until the end of time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Look how long South Park has been on.
Oh, you know? They're just getting their own standalone channel yet again.
Yes.
Yes.
That show, I mean, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, yeah, these shows are still on. South Park, Family Guy, The Simpsons. Man, The Simpsons have been on 35 years.
Yes.
Wow. Imagine being voice actor for them.
Right.
And that's just, yeah. Doesn't matter what you look like.
Nope. Have you seen what's her name? Who does Bart? She's been doing viral videos, going up to drive-thrus, talking as a Bart. It's so good. It's so brilliant. More of these stories at mytalk1071.com. Holly is not done talking. She is not. Because we have both done old-ass movie reviews where we watch old Earth movies to tell you if they still hold up. Amadeus will kick it off next.